Now, Lord, you wash your hands to me, Chris.
Amen.
Above every name.
Amen.
Praise God. Have an antidote for you this morning.
Yes.
You know, if there's a disease, there's an antidote. And I have an antidote this morning. And this will cure every disease, and it's proven.
Amen.
And it's been proven over centuries, proven over a long time. And it's real. And it's the name of Jesus.
Glory. That's right.
And I want this morning to continue from a Wednesday night service asking the Father in Jesus' name. And I want to talk this morning about the use of the name.
Hallelujah.
The use of the name. Someone in this name. This name's not like any other name.
Amen.
It's a special name. Mm-hmm. It's the name of God in flesh. Emmanuel. Isaiah 9 verse 6. God with us. That's his name. Praise God. We want to be praying also for all that's near and dear to us. You know, I'm sure everybody saw it, for William Branham prophesied of a virus coming. And it's here. And whether this is the final one or not, and I think myself it's bad, but I think it's blown out of all proportion. I believe that, but it is bad. People are dead. And we need to be under the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
We need to plead the blood over our homes, Amen. Over ourselves, over our children. We need to plead the Amen. Blood of Jesus. We need to believe in the power
Amen.
Of the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Now tonight our brother Colin's going to be sharing his testimony. And I'm going to be preaching tonight about the blood covenant. We're going to be talking about the blood tonight. And you know, I was reading this week and studying. Every tribe in Africa and all the parts of the world have all the blood covenants. Even though they don't claim to be Christians, they have a blood covenant. So it came from somewhere, and it came from Genesis. That's where it started. The blood covenant started in Genesis. God's the first one to begin it. When he made Adam and Eve clothes, he killed the animals and he clothed them. Then we see Cain and Abel came, and Abel offered blood. God accepted the blood, and he still accepts the blood.
Amen.
Praise God. So the Lord bless each one. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1, verse 21-23. And plans have changed for lots of different things. I don't think your brother John's going to be able to go to Australia at this time, but I believe he will go again. And Brother Keith at the moment's coming up next week, but you won't know what can happen between now and next week. So let's just keep everything in prayer. We're continuing on as a church because I believe the book of James, if they're sick amongst you,
Amen.
Don't stay at home. Amen. Come to church.
Amen.
Now we need prayer meetings, I believe that, but Christians need to attend their own prayer meetings before they think about extra prayer meetings. And we need to come and pray, and whether it's in church or at home, and I believe this is a time, an opportunity for every one of us as family members and of children to have a little time each night. Gather the children round and have a family altar and pray over them.
Right. Amen.
Pray over them in your own home every night. Have your prayer meeting every night in your own home.
That's right.
And then when we come together on a Wednesday night, come and let's pray one for another as well. Pray for this land. That this will be an opportunity for God to move. At this time, praise God. Matthew chapter 1 then, verse 21-23. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord, by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us. We know Jesus, which is Emmanuel. God with us. Let's bow our heads this morning for a word of prayer. For Heavenly Father, we do humbly bow before you this morning in the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that we have been given a name that is far above every other name. Lord, this is not about any one of us this morning.
Amen.
This is all about you. We're here to exalt you. We're here to uplift you. We're here to praise you. We're here to put your name upon the people. To speak your name over the people. Lord, and you said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Lord, we seek to lift your name this morning. We plead the merits of the precious blood of the Lamb over everyone in this house today. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, we plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Cleanse us and wash us from our sins in the precious blood of the Lamb. Sanctify us this morning. Fill us afresh with your Spirit. Come amongst us this morning in the power of the Holy Ghost. Bless and strengthen and touch your people in Jesus Christ's name. And Father, for those that's not here in person this morning, but's listening in, that need your touch and your blessing, will you touch them?
Amen.
Will you bless them, Lord?
Yes, Lord?
Will you protect them from the wiles of the enemy?
Yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, ask us mighty for our nurses this morning. Pray you'll cover them with your blood.
Amen.
Pray your hand of protection will be upon them at their work against every disease.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you said, nothing shall come nigh thy dwelling. Because when I see the blood,
amen,
I will pass
amen
over thee.
Amen.
Father, I thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus. I pray that we might know something of the potency of the blood of Jesus Christ in these days.
Amen.
Father, touch us now, everyone in this house, and bless your word to their hearts. I take the Holy Spirit to help me, and I thank you that you do. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Want us to see in the plan of salvation its relation to the believer. That name, and in your life, you've been given a name. You have the right to the name. Just like if you were left an inheritance, say you were left an inheritance from any certain man, and he leaves that to you and he wills it to you, you have a right to that inheritance because it's willed to you. It's left to you. And the Bible tells us we're heirs with God and we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We've been given a name and we have a right to the name. The name Jesus is inseparably connected with salvation. The very name is music in the ears of a repentant sinner. That's why some of us like to shout.
Amen.
We're glad we're seeing.
Amen.
Amen. That's why. We're glad we're seeing. You know, if you didn't come out of very much, you mightn't have much to boast about. On and you're not boasting in yourself, it's the Lord.
Amen.
Delivered from much, the Bible says you'll rejoice much.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Paul said of sinners whom I was the chief. But thank God, God delivered him.
Amen.
There's power in this name. I want you to see that this name is inseparably connected to salvation. This name in Acts 4 verse 12, neither is there salvation any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You can be saved no other way, only through this name. Joining church won't save you. Being a member won't save you of an organization. Joining a lodge won't save you. Shaking hands won't save you. Being a good boy or girl won't save you. But if you believe on the name of Jesus Christ, the word of God says, you shall be saved. Believing in this name brings salvation. Believing in this name gives salvation. There's salvation in no other name. No other name given under heaven. No matter how high they are, how holy they are, how good they look, how well they dress, means nothing.
Amen.
This name's the only name.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. This name can't be mentioned too much. This name can't be overemphasized. This name is the name of Jesus. The angel was sent from Almighty God. And the angel came to Mary. And the angel said, thou shalt call his name Jesus.
Amen.
It's not just the man, but it's God going to be with us. God is with us in Jesus.
Amen.
For the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. God is with us in Jesus. So when we take that name, we have the power of God in that name. Never changes. changing it to the better decision. Because his first decision's perfect. And God made a decision that he was sending to this earth a name. And that men and women could be saved in that name. Healed in that name. Filled in the Holy Ghost in that name.
Amen.
Transformed in that name. The name of Jesus Christ. And it's never changed. It is the one name we're told to be baptized into. In Matthew 28:19, go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name
Amen.
Of the Father. Now, Father's not a name, it's a title. So when you read the name of the Father, you have to find out what is the Father's name. The Father is the Lord. And the name of the Son, and the Son is Jesus.
Right.
You're commanded to be baptized into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. The name can do away with sins. What else? When you take this name in baptism, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, but brother, it mightn't be for me. Read verse 39.
That's right.
Yes. For the promise is unto you and unto your children and to all that are afar off. That's me and you. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So when people say the Holy Spirit's not for the dead, they don't read verse 39. They omit verse 39 from the Bibles. But I believe verse 39.
Amen.
That the promise is unto me, that the promise is unto you. As many as the Lord our God shall call. You can't come if God hasn't called you.
That's right.
But all the Father has given me shall come to me.
Amen.
Because he knows his sheep and he calls them and they hear him. They know his voice. And the Lord called you and the Lord called me. So the promise of the Holy Spirit is to me and you in that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you've been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you need to expect the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because you're promised it.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Not only were we saved by the name, but the believers baptized into the name. And we find in the same verse that not only are we baptized into the name, but on the ground of the name, we shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You're saved in the name. You're baptized into the name. You take the name. When Sister Ruth here married Brother Gary, she took his name. She didn't keep her own name. A lot of film stars and movie stars today don't take the husband's name. How many knows that? It's quiet in here. Nobody ever hear about that. Well, I have. But you know, when Sister Ruth married Brother Gary, she became Ruth McKinstry.
Right.
She took his name. They became one. They twain shall become one flesh. That's the word of God.
Amen.
They become one. She's Ruth McKinstry. She took his name. And she's part of that name. And when you take the name of Jesus Christ, you're into the family of God.
Amen.
You've took the name.
Thank
Mrs. Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Not Miss. And you can put any name in there you want.
That's right.
But it doesn't fit.
Amen.
There's only one name that fits. Mrs. Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
No other denominational name fits.
Amen.
None.
Right. Yeah.
Only Mrs. Jesus Christ. Because
yes.
You've took that name.
Amen.
Praise God. John 14, verse 13 and 14. Now, so we find in the same verse that not only we baptize the name, but on the ground of the name, we receive the Holy Spirit. John 14, verse 13, 14. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Amen.
So when you pray and ask in the name, the Father's glorified in the Son. God wants you to ask.
That's right.
He's encouraging you to ask him in the name.
Amen.
He doesn't say ask to anybody else.
Amen.
But he says ask in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
Verse 14. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments.
Amen.
John 16, verse 24. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. People have asked lots of stuff, but not in his name. But you need to ask in the name.
That's right.
and helpless. Listen to this. And ye shall receive that your joy may be full.
Amen.
When God gives you, he doesn't give you a sad conscience, he gives you joy. When Philip went down to the city of Samaria and he preached the Baptist, the brethren. No! He never preached, and forgive me using the names, but I think you can put anyone in you want, message if you want. It's not there. He preached Jesus Christ to them. That's what he preached. Nothing else. Jesus Christ. What's it say? There was great joy. He danced up.
suits
he
me.
He kicked the thing loose on time.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
You know, I remember going to a certain place, I better not name it. And you know, I went there and I never seen anything as dead. 2 weeks. Sermons for hours. 5 sermons a day, all day. But no power of God. I had to be honest about it.
Yes.
We were coming back on the bus and I had about enough of it, I'll be honest with you. And I was young then, on fire.
Glory.
Not long out of jail.
Amen.
Saved and knowing what God's Amen. Able to do. And I said, this is the deadest bunch I've ever seen. And I said, I've seen more life in the Methodist. And I tell you, I wasn't happy. They never asked me to the platform after that. I wasn't asked up. They wanted, yes, ma'am. That's right. And there's a lot of people today want, yes, ma'am. They will learn you their sayings.
Yes, sir.
But I want to learn you the sayings of Scripture.
Amen.
I want you to learn the sayings of Peter,
Glory.
The sayings of John, the sayings of the apostle, and the sayings of great men of God, like Wigglesworth, Glory. Like William Branham, like John G. Lake. Them's the sayings we need to learn.
That's right.
Not some man-made rubbish.
That's right.
But real sayings of God. From the Word of God.
Yes.
Meditate upon the Word of God.
That's the truth.
Bind them upon thee. Strap them to you. Think upon whatsoever things are lovely. Think upon whatsoever things are pure. Think upon these things.
Hallelujah.
That's the Word of God. Meditate upon the Word of God.
Glory.
Let the mind that was in Christ be in you.
Yes.
Think on the Word of God.
Amen.
Think on that name.
Amen.
If you're down, sister, brother, think on the name. If you're sick and there's nobody to pray for yourself.
That's right. Hallelujah.
I told a brother John Kernigan Wednesday night I wanted to pray for my foot. I dropped a massive sheet of plywood on it one day and hurt it 2 or 3 days later. Another fellow must have thought it wasn't bad enough. He dropped 2 sheets on it from this height, right across the bridge of the foot. Steve toe caps on, but it missed him. Now it's still black, their symptoms are, but it's healed.
Amen.
But I can tell you this, I actually felt the power of God in the middle of the night touch my foot. Because I knew John Kernigan prayed for it. I asked him to pray.
Amen.
But somebody asked him to pray, but I felt to ask him to pray.
Amen.
But I believed it.
Glory.
When you get prayed for, you need to believe it.
That's right.
If you have doubts, ask God to forgive you them.
That's
believe God.
Amen.
Believe my prophets, and so shall you prosper. Thank God for the Word of God.
Amen.
We've been given a name. Men are saved in the name. Men are baptized in the name. Men pray in the name. And in the name, the impotent and helpless are made to walk. Women as well.
Right.
Saved in the name. Pray in the name. Filled with the Holy Ghost in the same name.
Hallelujah.
Whatsoever thing you put your hand forth to do, do all.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord. Mark 16, 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues.
Amen.
You know what it says? This will be the forbidden verse to all the government here now. Lay hands on the sick. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
That's right.
Don't come in contact with nobody. I want to come in contact with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Glory.
Get in contact with Jesus. Paul proved this prophecy of Jesus. True, he really proved it over several years. After Jesus spoken it, look what Paul said to the spirit and a woman in Acts 16, 18. This woman followed him. She had a demon. And Paul was sick of it. And he commanded the devil to come out of that woman in the name of Jesus. Commanded it to come out. I command in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour.
That's right.
That's the power of what that name can do.
That's right.
No wonder the poet wrote the song, "All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the wild diadem, and crown him Lord of all."
Amen.
There's power in that name.
That's right.
What power that name has for the church today. The true church of God's been given a name. Now there's names on churches, but that's not none of them's it.
All right.
There's names. believe on buildings, but that's not the name.
Amen.
It's the name of Jesus.
That's right.
The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Matthew 18, verse 20. For two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Do you believe that this morning?
That's right.
This place might be what some of us want, but they've given to us. We appreciate it. We're here, but we believe the Lord's here.
That's right.
We're gathered in His name.
That's right.
You're going to flush sheets and all the stuff they've done. Francisco sings a song. Doesn't matter how steep the steeple is.
That's right.
Of a sitting in a cemetery. If it's dead and His name's not there, it's no use. But if the name of the Lord's there, there's life there.
Amen.
There's life for that name.
That's right.
And we're gathered in the name. What about the name? It's above every other name. Christ.
Amen.
That name is a center around which everything must revolve.
That's right.
It cannot revolve around the pastor, but does, look out. Or if it revolves around some system, look out.
Amen.
Or an earthly man, look out. It must revolve around Jesus Christ, and only around Jesus Christ. It's about Him. He's the one.
That's right.
To the Lamb be all the glory. He opened the seals of the book. Jesus Christ is His name.
Amen.
The Lamb of God. The Lamb slain from the foundation of the world must revolve around Him. Saved in that name. Prayers answered in that name. Baptized in that name. Demons cast out in that name. The sick are healed in that name. And in that name, the Holy Ghost comes upon believers. In that name we worship. Everything in the early church was wrought in that name. Everything. Read your Bible. How many agrees? Now if we believe, and we do believe, let me emphasize this. We believe Malachi 4, 5 and 6. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord come. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the fathers. That's to turn our hearts back to the original apostolic faith that the first church had. We believe that. If we believe that, Jesus should be the center. Everything should evolve around the name, because it did in the first church. And we have to be like the first church. Brother Branham said that. That the last church will be like the first church. It has to be like the first church. And I tell you, that's what we're looking. How many believes that this morning?
Amen.
And then that name, the Holy Ghost. Now I want to just give you a few thoughts about this name before I close. Galatians 3:17. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him.
Amen.
So God wants you to do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and give Him thanks. We saw the other week when I preached from Psalms 107, say so.
Amen.
What was the emphasis? Every verse. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. A few more. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord.
Amen.
And here in Colossians, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus Christ. Now listen. You know the testimony. I've quoted it lots of times. I would encourage you to listen to the messages of William Branham, not somebody else's messages. Don't waste your time with a side kickoff.
That's true.
Get the original.
That's it.
It's like this Bible.
Yes.
Don't read the NIV. Read the real Bible.
Amen.
King James.
Amen.
Amen. Don't waste your time.
That's right.
Read the real thing.
Amen.
When God sends a messenger, you need to hear what He's saying. Amen.
Right.
And he said, you know, where he was somewhere and there was a witch. And you know, with a table. And the table was floating in the air. And he said in the name of the Holy Church, and the table kept floating up on the ground. He said in the name of the Trinity, it kept floating. But he said, when he said in the name of Jesus Christ, he said that table like to break the four legs off. It came down so hard to the ground.
Amen.
I want to tell you from personal experience when I was in California. Now you might not understand that, you young people, I want you to listen. But I saw a man levitating. And he levitated as high as this table. And I'll be honest, I didn't know what to think of it. It scared me. That's just a young, not saved long. But I was filled with the Holy Ghost. And I knew it. And the devil knew it as well. And I watched and he levitated. And they were learning people how to have deliverance ministries. And he had all these sheets of paper. How to have a deliverance ministry. But this fella kept levitating. And I started praying. And the Holy Spirit spoke within me. And he said, just watch. Because I'm going to deliver him tomorrow. And I thought, what? That's what he said. That's what was said within me. Just watch. Don't do nothing. Just watch. I'll deliver him tomorrow. You say, why not now? I don't know. But that's what the Holy Spirit's saying. And they could do nothing with this man. He levitated. And they done all this. Chains and angels and all. There's no word for your have scripture to tell God, get an angel with chains and wrap it around somebody and do all these stunts with them. There's no scriptures for that talk. But there's scriptures for this name.
Amen.
This name's above any angel.
That's right.
Amen.
And yet he lowered himself lower than the angels. But it's above the angels.
Amen.
This is the name we're given. The next day I was asked to speak in this house. And who came in the door but this man that levitated? And the Spirit of God fell on me. I was preaching. The preaching stopped and I started to prophesy over him. And God delivered him. You might not understand this, but you see a shopping bag, he filled six of them with what came out of his insides. Six bags. Six of them. When he was finished, he fell down as a man dead. And I just was praying and I sat and I said, Lord, what am I going to do now? And the scriptures came to me. Where the demons come out of a man and they rent him sore. And Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up. So I did that. What came to me from the scripture. And God delivered him.
Amen.
2 weeks later, I was in the same place, and in comes this man, shining, gleaming. And he said, thank you, brother, you remember me? And I said, I've never saw you before, don't know you. And he said, I'm the man that was here 2 weeks ago. I didn't even know him. His look was different. He said to me, do you realize what God delivered me from? I said, no. He said, coke addiction, cocaine addiction, cancer in my body. And he told me he was a pastor of a church, but he backslid. And he got involved with a woman that was a witch. And he got away from God, but God delivered him.
Amen.
God didn't just deliver him, he transformed him.
Amen.
That's what God's able to do through that name. That was a young preacher with no education, no learning, but had a name. All he needs is that name. She's going to take your rights.
Amen.
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 Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God.
Amen.
And from the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 6:11, and such for some of you, but ye are washed,
yes.
But ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.
Amen.
Some of us were adulterers, fornicators, all sorts, but now we're clean. Thank God for the name.
Amen.
Hebrews 13:15. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually.
That's right.
Yes. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
Amen.
Praise his name. How long? Continually.
Amen.
Continually. Praise his name. James 5:14. Is any sick amongst you? Let them call the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's power in that name.
That's right.
Power in that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
That name changes things.
Okay.
Thank God for the name. Epistle of John, the first epistle of John 3:23. And this is his commandments, that we should believe on the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandments. We're to love that name. We're to believe in the name, and we're to love that name. There's no name like that name. We see by these scriptures that the name of Jesus touched every phase of the life of the early church. It filled every place with their thoughts and their prayer life and their teaching and their preaching. Every word was about the name. Amen. They were healed in the name. They were baptized in the name. They were told to do all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Everything in the name. I tell you, we want to be doing it this morning. In their prayer life, in their teaching, in their preaching. All together unlearned because it's untaught today. That's what's wrong. People are untaught today.
Right.
People are preaching fear into people instead of faith.
That's right.
Jesus said, I haven't come to give you a spirit of fear, but of love, of truth, and of a sound mind. God wants you to fear. Wants you to hear that name.
Amen.
Wants you to hear it from the Word of God. This book is the authority that we're using. No book but the Bible.
Right.
No creed but Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's ours this morning.
Amen.
We believe in the four-star gospel because it's the Bible.
That's right.
He's our Savior. He's our healer.
Amen.
He's our baptizer in the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And he's our common king.
Amen.
We believe God sent us a message, not so that we would become some denomination.
No.
And put everybody out and say we're it.
Amen.
But so that we would turn back to the original apostolic faith and try and reach this world with the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We want to reach the world with this name.
That's right.
I tell you, if you have a neighbor, when you're praying, put this name on. I will tell you this morning that a witch tries to put a spell on you. This name will break.
Every name.
Are you hearing me?
Jesus.
This name breaks ancestral curses.
That's right.
This name turns families around.
Amen.
This name transforms people from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. There's power in this name. This name's above every other name.
Right.
This is the name of Jesus. From their sin.
Glory.
I want us to stand our feet. I want the musicians to come.
Yeah.
I know that people want prayer. I'm going to ask the elders to come. In a moment, I'm going to pray a simple prayer. I want you to believe God. We've all loved ones that's not saved. But even though they're not saved, we can pray for them.
Hallelujah.
We can ask God to protect them through this name. If you're in this house today, if you're listening in, you need to take this name. You need to call on this name. If coronavirus should take somebody that's not ready, they'd be lost. But when you've got this name, you've no fear of coronavirus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Those three Hebrew children said, we believe.
Glory.
God can deliver us.
Amen.
From the burning fiery furnace.
Amen.
But even if God does not deliver us, we still believe.
Amen.
They were thrown in. But the fourth man was in there with them.
Hallelujah.
And that fire couldn't do them any harm.
Right.
You hear me?
Amen.
Now here's something about it. That was under the old covenant. That was under the old covenant. We are under the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
That speaketh better things than that of evil.
Right.
Under a new covenant.
Right.
Under the precious blood of the Lamb of God.
Amen.
And the life is in the blood. And that life's the Holy Ghost, the token. The life is the Holy Spirit. Romans says that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. It will quicken your mortal body.
Amen.
That word quicken means make alive.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for the truth of your word. Lord, I ask just now you'll sanctify every single one of us with the washing of the water of the word and the precious blood of Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit come upon your people. Let the Holy Spirit move all through this room now, Lord. Father, for those that's coming for prayer this morning, Lord, I pray you'll give them the miracle and healing touch they need. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we are obeying your word.
Amen.
Your word is yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Father, bless us now as we commit it to you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Brother, maybe sing whatever we preach, Len, and those that want prayer, I want you to come. And I'm going to ask the others to come and anoint with oil. Praise God. Here's the antidote.
Amen.
In the name.
That's right.
Amen. In the name.
Hallelujah.
Praise God for the name. Amen.
The greatness is you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, thank you,
Jesus.
Precious Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, Lord. We come before you, Lord, in terms of faith, Lord. Lord, we're not Peter. You're the Peter.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, we ask you, Lord, to honor our sister's faith.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, Daniel prayed and he said, not because of our righteousness, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, because of our great mercy.